Blog Talk Radio.
Taking me back to my teenage years.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for taking a break with Gene and Mary. We're going to get ready to talk about something really fun and want to have you join us if you'd like to. Call us at 516-418-5651. Love to have you join the conversation. Or you can always join us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. It's 24/7, 365. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this really takes me back to my teenage years. So, happy, what is today, Tuesday? It seems like so much has happened since I talked to you yesterday. It's crazy.
Oh, it's everything's crazy.
Oh, but it's good crazy. I like it.
Well, today, it is, yeah.
Today we're going to talk about coffee or tea or something else.
Okay.
And I've got another hint for our trivia question.
Okay.
And the trivia question is, still not on our website, I don't think. Let me look. I can't remember.
Well, I know I this one I remember.
You remember what?
The question?
Yes, and it is on our website. I am actually not behind the ball on this one. I worry about myself sometimes. No matter how much rosemary I sniff, no how many vitamins I take, I still worry about me because, you know, I'm no longer that sweet, vivacious, energetic 25, 30-year-old that I was that could, you know, compete with anybody in a battle of wits. Now I need a whole army to come with me on my battle of wits. But... The trivia question, in case nobody's had the opportunity to visit the website, check it out, is where is the Great Barrier Reef located? And we determined Monday that yesterday, this is one of the seven wonders of the natural world. Mm-hmm. Now, today's hint, it is larger than the Great Wall of China, and is the only living thing on Earth visible from space. Now, I remember when we did the trivia question about the Great Wall of China, we were mistakenly led to believe that the Great Wall of China was visible from outer space. It was the only man-made object visible from space. That was a mistake. That was actually something that someone had said even before the space age got started. I forget who said it, but somebody said, oh, the Great Wall of China is so big you could probably see it from out of space.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
But it hasn't, you know, the astronauts have disproved that theory.
Okay.
So they do know that the great that this Great Barrier Reef can be seen. It's a living organism, basically, and it can be seen from outer space.
Well, very cool.
Google Maps has proved that to be correct.
Yes.
Now, our show, our show is called Coffee or Tea or something else, and I'm just choking over here on something else.
Oh, something else. Well,
yeah,
I mean,
so talk for a minute about coffee, Gene. I'm going to fix this.
Well, sure. I mean, because that was kind of in preparation for this conversation. I was thinking about tea because I'm coffee by choice, hands down. But I have had tea a lot. I do enjoy it. I enjoy the flavor of the Earl Grey.
Yeah.
I do like green tea, the flavor of natural green tea.
And there are a lot of different kinds of green teas.
Yeah.
Green tea by itself to me is not as flavorful as green tea that has been seasoned, flavored with jasmine or lavender.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And there are a lot of different ways that you can add flavor to green tea. And I will tell you that there's also a green tea called matcha, M-A-T-C-H-A. That tea is typically used, if anybody ever watched the original Karate Kid movie back in the day.
Okay, yeah.
There was a tea ceremony where the young man, he met a young Japanese girl, and they did a tea ceremony. Oh, well, actually, it was a memory of when the teacher was younger, and he and his wife or fiance, I'm not sure which, but his sweetheart, they did a tea ceremony right before a tsunami. And it was very interesting, very powerful images. And I will say that Jennifer and her husband, Bob, went to Japan to visit their daughter, Anna East, who is also on Be Unique Radio on Tuesday nights. When Anna was working in Japan, she's been to Japan two or three times working as a performer for Disney Tokyo. And she was there a couple of years ago, then, and Bob and Jennifer went to visit, and they did a tea ceremony. And Jennifer said it was every bit as impressive and powerful in person. It's very ritualistic, and they use matcha tea. Well, the matcha is a very finely ground and a very specific grade of green tea. It's very high in antioxidants and other amazing things that I couldn't even begin to talk about because I'm not a chemist or a nutritionist. But they, there's a company, and Be Unique did a review about this in, I think it was in our very last issue, 17. Yeah, I think it was in issue 17, called Matcha Boost. It's a pill form of the green matcha tea mixed with extra B vitamins. And it does give you a boost. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to have a cup of coffee or I'm going to go have a cup of tea. Well, a lot of people sweeten that with sugar or honey, and then they have this sugar crash afterwards. Well, this matcha, and a lot of people don't like matcha tea because it is a little bitter by itself, but they don't want to add sweetener to it. So what happens is they don't drink it. But these pill forms are really good to, they give your brain a boost. The B vitamins in there give your brain a boost. And it's not often that I buy something that Be Unique reviews. But there have been a few times that we get products that are I'm so impressed with that I will buy them. And that's one. But right now, when I choked a few minutes earlier, it was because I took a big swig of Palo Azul tea. And if you've ever heard of Palo Santo, it's a sacred, it's considered a sacred tree. And you and I love trees, but it's a kind of cedar tree. And this tea that I'm drinking is not aromatic. It has a smell, but it doesn't have much of a flavor. It's basically like drinking, I don't want to say water on steroids, but it's drinking very potent water because of all the chemicals and minerals that are released when you steep the tea. I've been able to steep the Palo Azul five times now, and every time it's just as rich as the first. But
really?
I will be buying. I will be buying more tomorrow, because we're taking our show on the road, going back to Bountiful Farms. And when we get to Bountiful Farms, we're going to be selling some amazing things that we just created for Be Unique. I actually have to use my Palo Santo, and I'm going to bless these things that we made with the smoke from the wood of the Palo Santo. That's something that we firmly believe in at Be Unique, is that we need to do everything through the energy of unconditional love, kindness, and compassion, as well as the energy of peace. So everything we do carries that energy with it. And let me look at my time because I think it's almost that time. Let's see. Oh, we've got 5 minutes. So
yeah, it's,
you
it's
can
time
talk,
to talk
now,
about,
Gene.
It's time to talk about a couple things I'd like to say about my experience with tea. I like the Earl Grey, but I also have had a lot of good luck using the chamomile when I do need have a little relaxation. But
yes,
like I said, I'm mostly a coffee drinker, and I drink a lot of coffee. I just, you know, it's good. Every flavor, I don't put anything in it. When I was a kid, my mom told me that I came home from my grandpa's and started drinking coffee when I was a kid and put a bunch of cream and sugar in it like he did. So she was discouraging me, I think, and told me I could, if I drank it like a man, I could drink it. So I drank it black, and I think to spite her, because I was kind of an ornery little kid, I think, or stubborn, I guess, not ornery.
Not that your grandpa wasn't a man.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, I just, it was a thing, and I just developed a taste for it. In the Navy, everybody hated the coffee, but I liked it. Well, it's all we had, so we drank it, but I'll drink any coffee anywhere as long as it's not weak. This is something I would just thought of. I'd like to pass on to anybody out there who's not a coffee drinker. If you are making coffee for other people and you don't know how to make it a little bit strong, because they'll drink it. Like at a party or something or an event, make it a little bit strong and they'll enjoy it. If you make it a little bit weak, nobody will like it.
Wow.
That way, if you err on the side of strength, you're way,
well, I'm
way
that way with
game.
Tea. I would rather my tea be steeped a little longer, even though it does bring out a kind of bitterness in the tea. But
yeah,
I would rather
flavor,
it be steeped too long than not long enough.
Yes.
The last thing I want is my tea to look like tea but taste like water.
Exactly. Like you rinse the cup.
Oh, speaking of coffee or tea, I want to make sure that our listeners know about the webisode that Be Unique created called Coffee or Tea? No Phones Allowed. Because even though it's not currently in production, we're not creating new episodes for many reasons, COVID among them, it's still a fun little short documentary, not even documentary, I'm sorry, talk show. It's a fun little talk show. You can find it on YouTube at Be Unique Magazine. And once again, Anna East was one of the co-hosts. One of our board members, Tyrell Ernest, was one of the co-hosts. We had amazing people like Royce and Amari Ashcroft. They are a husband and wife couple. It was all created by and for and with millennials. Amazing, amazing young people who shared their outlook with the world about a variety of topics. Some of it was fun and silly and goofy, but a lot of it was deep conversations. The second season especially was a lot of fun. But it was, and the second season was actually filmed in a professional studio. It just fascinating to watch. I was able to go watch them filming. Gene, what are you doing? I hear you clacking over there.
Oh man, I am so sorry. I didn't know I was making.
No, it's okay. I just want to know.
I'm sorting out my little gemstones. I've got about a zillion little tiny polished gemstones, and I'm sorting them by color and type. Because I want to start
very
using
cool.
them to make things. I'll give them a little of the blessing and put them into, I've got a couple of whimsy wands I'm making. And some other
I like it. Very nice.
I ran across at a yard sale. I was just a little baggie with a bunch of polished gems in it. And I got it with 50 cents or something. I forgot all about it. And I found it not long ago. And it's got just a zillion of all the excellent, cool little polished gems, little tiny ones. And then it had a whole set of like really nice other stones. So jade.
Very good.
Clear quartz point. So anyway, fun stuff.
Yeah. And our time is up.
Yeah, and I just realized I didn't take a break, so I kind of fell down on that part. I should have done that. I since I was still doing what I was doing during our breaking.
I know it's quite all right. I kind of like it. Now, folks, I want to remind you. First of all, number one, I want to remind you that we do this every day at noon Eastern time. Mm-hmm. If you call in, you qualify yourself to win a gift from us. If you can't call in because of time zones or work schedules, or you just forget to call in, go to contactjeanandmary@gmail.com. Send us an email, and you can just put hi on it. We don't care. Interact with us, and you will compete with the people that are already competing for this prize. We have several people in contention this week already. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, we're taking the show on the road. We're going to Bountiful Farms. And if you happen to be in Okahumpka, Florida, come out and check us out. We've got some amazing things. But also, I want to remind you to tune in and call in on Friday at 2 o'clock. We're doing a special Thanksgiving or pre-Thanksgiving special is what it is. And it's going to be a longer show than our typical 15 to 20 minutes. And we say we're going to have everybody call in, and anybody who wants to call in can do so. And
please
go ahead, get your pen and paper down, write this number down. 516-418. Oh, I got a crazy phone call. 516-418-565 when I forgot to turn my phone off. So tomorrow's going to be fun. We're going to learn something new as we take the show on the road, because every time we do, it's an experience and a lot of fun.
Yes.
So I'm going to say goodbye.
All right. Well, I'll say bye too. See everybody. See ya, Mary.
Bye-bye. I'm going to try to find it. I'm not even going to hit an exit. I'm just going to say bye, everybody. Can always count on Gene and his recorder to roll us out of here. Thank you, man.